A national group that travels the country showing off restored World War II fighter planes stopped in South Jersey yesterday. What made the event unique was the 10 World War II veterans who showed up. WHYY Joe Hernandez spoke with some of those local airmen.
Retired Air Force Tech Sergeant Charles Wenzel turns 93 this month, but he still goes by his nickname, Sandy.
I had sandy color hair, got on the school bus, the bus driver said, everybody on this bus has a nickname. And that's what he called me. I've been called that ever since.
Wenzel served as a radio operator in a B-17 during World War II. He flew some missions in France, but fought mostly in Germany, where his plane was shot down during the first air raid on Berlin.
Opened the bomb bay doors, and I could see it was clear as a bell that day. And I'm looking down, and you seen all these planes coming up, German fighters, and they hit us hard. I mean, they just about wiped us out. But I was one of the fortunate ones that made it back. It was rough. That was a rough day.
Wenzel was one of 10 World War II veterans sharing stories at the Millville Army Airfield Museum while they explored the vintage fighter planes, making a stop as part of a national tour. Still painted as they were in the 1940s, the planes sat open for curious viewers on the tarmac of the Millville Airport. A B-25, a B-24 Liberator, and of course, the famous B-17 Flying Fortress.
It saved my life, this aircraft, when we got shot down.
Air Force Staff Sergeant George Rubin served as an armored gunner on B-17s during the war. He says the Flying Fortress lived up to its name when once, while on a mission, his plane was hit by enemy fire and began falling out of the sky.
We had 270 holes in it, two engines out, no electrical equipment. The bombs had to go out manually. We couldn't get the wheels up or down, and we crash-landed in a small field outside of a German town. And this airplane saved our lives.
Lieutenant Colonel Rocky Gannon joined the Air Force at age 17 while he was still a junior at Ocean City High School. He said he didn't fly B-17s very long, but he was still nostalgic about seeing one in person.
Just less than a year. But it's one of my favorite airplanes. I flew 34 during my career. And I don't know whether this is like your first girlfriend or your first date. You sort of had that love affair with the B-17.
And it just so happened that at the same time the World War II vets were meeting this week, a group of active duty airmen and women were also at the Millville Airport for a training course. Each service member walked through the museum and shook hands with the 90-year-old vets who had been in their shoes some seven decades earlier. Captain Francine Quarteng is the team leader.
Oh, this is amazing. A piece of history to shake, you know, men's hands who helped us get where we are today is just awesome. I have no words for it. And any single time we have an opportunity to see great men like these gentlemen here, love it.
From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.